Exit polls show no clear winner in Israeli election. By Aaron Klein on September 17, 2019. Exit polls from all three of Israel's major television networks project no clear winner in today's historic Israeli elections, which took place 5 months after the last round of voting failed to form a stable governing coalition for the first time in the country's history. Exit polls in Israel are not final results and have in the past been wildly inaccurate. The final vote tally is not expected until tomorrow morning or early afternoon in Israel. The Jerusalem Post reported on the exit polls. Channel 13, whose pollster Camille Fuchs had the most accurate exit poll in the April election, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's Likud party won 31 seats, and his center-right bloc a total of 54 seats. The center-left bloc of blue and white leader Benny Gantz won 58 and his party won 33. The exit poll gave 13 seats for the joint list, 8 each for Yisrael Beitenu, Shus and United Torah Judaism and 6 each for Yamina, the Democratic Union and Labor Gesher. Otzma Yehudit did not cross the threshold in any of three polls aired Tuesday night on the three networks. The other two polls gave the center-right bloc an advantage, 57-55 in Channel 12's poll and 56-54 in Channel 11's. An exit poll on Channel 12 predicted 34 for blue and white, 33 for Likud, 11 for the joint list, 8 each for Yamina, Yisrael Beitenu, Shus, and UTJ and 5 each for the Democratic Union and Labor Gesher. If the polls turn out to be accurate, that would once again make Yisrael Beitenu, headed by Avigdor Lieberman, into the kingmaker. This means Lieberman's party is needed by either Netanyahu or blue and white leader Benny Gantz to form a coalition consisting of more than 60 seats in the 120-seat Knesset. Lieberman has repeatedly vowed to reject any coalition between Netanyahu and ultra-religious parties, instead vowing to attempt a national unity government that encompasses both Likud and blue and white. Such unity talks could spell trouble for Netanyahu since Gantz has said that he is open to a grand coalition with Likud if the party first dumps the longtime Israeli leader and replaces Netanyahu with the new party head. Already blue and white MKO as Handel claimed that the Netanyahu era is over and used the exit polls to urge a unity government without Netanyahu. Likud minister Zachi Hanagbi, however, said he is convinced that the exit polls are all wrong and that Netanyahu will continue to lead us for the next 5 years. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook.